Well, I told you guys a story that Russell Simmons and I, we went to college together.
Right.
So I told Russell one day we need to open up a club out, around his neighborhood, out in Hollis, Queens. And we would call it the Harlem and Queens Connection. So in traveling out to Queens every weekend at this club we had called Night Fever Disco in 1978, I met Russell's younger brother, whose name was Joey. Now, Joey became my protege. I took him under my wing, taught him how to rap, taught him how to DJ. And I was 17, 18, and Joey was 13. So, I don't know if you ever seen a little kid rap, but they usually do very, very well with the crowd. The audience, they kind of like that. So he became very popular. He got popular. So we named him the son of Curtis Blow because during that time, most of the DJs, you know, they, when they had a protege, they would call him their son. The son of Hollywood was DJ Smalls. The son of Bambada was Africa Islam, you know. So Curtis Blow had the son of Curtis Blow, and we called him DJ Run. And Run was a really good DJ. So when I got a record deal in 1979, put out my first record, he was my DJ. We were traveling all around, you know, doing shows. But when I put out the breaks and it became like that big hit smash, number one record, I got a big major tour in 1980 with the Commodores. To open up for the Commodores, doing 80 shows around the country.
Wow.
Hip-hop's first tour. So then, what happened was, Joey broke his arm. Yeah, he couldn't go out on tour. He wanted to go bad. I mean, his dad said, no, you gotta stay in school anyway. He's like, no, please let me go. They look at you, you can't even DJ. You broke your arm. He said, watch me, I can do it with one arm. Boom, 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 boom. So, he stayed home. And then he formed his own group while I went out on tour. The group now is called Run DMC.